Service Line Manager for Ipsos, Izethu Mandlalize. Good afternoon and welcome to 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for having me on the show this evening.
Well, thank you for making the time. Okay, so let's go through the survey. What was the most surprising thing that you found out about South Africans and, you know, from this poll?
In as much as a majority of the people in these surveyed 26 countries are saying that the overall cost of food, goods and services have increased for them and their families since, of course, the coronavirus outbreak commenced. And the study findings are also showing that South Africans are actually at the top of the list of people globally who are seemingly, you know, experiencing these spikes in food prices. And I think at this point in time, one would also expect them to be spending more money on sort of like medical items and so forth. But they are so concerned about, you know, the amount of money that they're now spending on food items and also household utilities. Things like insurance and, you know, your housing or rental costs have sort of remained the same, as well as your education and childcare costs. But a majority of online South Africans are definitely concerned about, you know, hiking food prices during this pandemic.
Definitely. I mean, look, it makes sense. If you're working from home, obviously your utilities, like your water usage, your electricity usage is going to go up, especially if you've got children taking online classes, if you yourself are working, if you've got a spouse working, that kind of makes sense, I have to say. You know, in terms of groceries, I suppose, you know, our grocery bills are likely to be more because more of us are cooking at home as opposed to eating out 4 or 5 times a week or whatever it is. So I suppose, but what I'm finding is that for the same item, a month, you know, last month I bought whatever and this month it cost me for exactly the same items, it was an extra 1,000 rand. That's what I'm not understanding, because if more people are buying peanut butter, then the manufacturing of that peanut butter should be getting cheaper, not more.
Absolutely. That's what people are expecting at this point. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be the case on the ground, because, you know, the findings of the study are also proving that people are now paying more for the same items that they were actually buying maybe like a month earlier before the coronavirus outbreak. And we did try to dive into, you know, more details around why people think these costs have increased for them. And although, you know, the opinions are split in this regard, and we've got 50% of people who are saying that it's because they've had to purchase more expensive items or sort of pay delivery charges due to issues like store closures and also a shortage of supplies since COVID-19. So I think this, you know, these findings are adding more weight to, you know, to reports around disruptions in the supply of, you know, food items, especially, you know, since farmers are also, you know, going under a lot of pressure during this pandemic, and therefore the same items that people used to have access to, you know, in the past on their shelves, they no longer have the same amount of access because, you know, that there have been these, you know, supply chain issues, and you find that now they need to purchase more expensive items or switch to, you know, to other or to more expensive brands as a result of these shortages in stores, and also, you know, the fact that they no longer can go to their stores as they used to, because some stores were closed during the lockdown. They've had to pay delivery charges, hence the concern around the costs.
That's so interesting. Is it, do you think that it works itself out, that it levels out? I mean, if I look when we were still at level 5, you know, transport costs for most of South Africa were zero. Our costs were, you know, so those costs we were saving on because we weren't traveling, whether in a private vehicle, whether you're commuting, public transport, you're just not traveling. Is there a point at which it evens itself out, or are we definitely in a worse financial position? Is that the reality, or was this measuring perception? So I've asked you a few questions there.
Okay, I think I'm just going to answer your questions, like a question in different steps, just to make life easy for you and the listeners. I think in terms of the transport costs, definitely some costs were reduced as a result of the lockdown because people were now working from home. But in as much as they were not, you know, paying more for issues like transport, because they were now working from home, they they had sort of channeled the resources that they were using for transport to sort of, you know, afford these more expensive food items now, and also cover, you know, these utility bills that are piling up as a result of them being at home. And in terms of moving from one level of the lockdown to, you know, to another, I think when it comes to transport issues, if a lot of people are going to go back to their physical workplaces, and I think these transport costs are going to start to sort of increase again. But what we are not sure about at this point in time is whether or not we can sort of foresee a decline in food prices, because at this point in time, it's very difficult to say anything about the future with certainty. We have seen that this, you know, this pandemic has, you know, has presented a lot of complexities for a majority of South Africans. And the situation, I must say, is very fluid. And if you're looking at issues like food prices, I think in as much as we can expect certain costs to sort of be wiped away or decreased with the easing of the regulations, but with food prices, it's going to be very difficult to predict, because, you know, farmers continue to, you know, to be placed under pressure with even, you know, the ease in the restrictions of the lockdown. And also, I think we also need to consider the type and size of increases, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, and I think we found this in our recent study as well, that, you know, a lot of people, especially South Africans who are working, about 80% of them are experiencing changes in their wage or salary situations, and are also increasingly under pressure, and will possibly only spend on essentials, because, I mean, the future, like I said, is uncertain. So it's difficult to predict whether or not there will be, you know, a change in terms of this course as, you know, we go into more relaxed regulations of the lockdown.
Well, let's see. Because even though they're more relaxed, just because the government is saying that they are more relaxed doesn't mean that we should be more relaxed. You know, hashtag just saying. Anyway, Izetu, thank you so much for speaking to me this afternoon. It really has been a pleasure to just, you know, quiz you on your knowledge, and it's nice to know. It's nice to know that you've got all the information. So thank you very, very much, and I'm sure that we will speak next time you do a poll.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you for having me.